Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting sixth. The DH, Roy Howell. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ned Yost. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bob McClure. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Lorenzo Gray. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tom Pachyoruk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rusty Koontz. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jerry Dibzinski. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dennis Lamp. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gray fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lorenzo Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Lamp covering, for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a fly ball into center field. Koontz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball four. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Pachyoruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyoruk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Patchy Orrick reaches second base with a double. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Patchy Orrick moves to third. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Patchy Orrick scores. Fisk moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fisk moves to third. Koontz moves to second. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lorenzo Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-1 in the game. Gray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fisk scores. Koontz scores. Squires moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost bunts towards third. Gray fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gray fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Luzinski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Patchy Orrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patchy Orrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Patchy Orrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Kuntz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kuntz. The throw from Yost and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Dibzinski takes first base on ball 4. Lorenzo Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. Howell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baines. The throw from Yost and he is safe. Baines steals second. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-2 in the game. Luzinski hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Paciorek is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kuntz hits a line drive towards third. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Squires strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lorenzo Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gray strikes out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-3 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Patchy Orrick. Moore reaches second base with a double. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moore moves to third. Bob Skubb pinch hits for Ned Yost. Bob Skubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skubb takes first base on ball 4. Gantner moves to second. Salome Barojas now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Moore scores. Gantner moves to third. Skubb moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gantner tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, White Sox. Kevin Hickey now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. Skubb moves to third. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-3 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvie for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Skubb now playing right field. Charlie Moore now catching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 3 in the game. Luzinski hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Paciorek strikes out. Moore drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Paciorek out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Paciorek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money pinch hits for Roy Howell. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Paciorek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.